Topping in the morning. Good morning. Download Upstairs and upload Downstairs. There's plenty to go around with White Fibre. Because we care.
Hello and welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, 20th of February, 2019.
Hello.
Hi there.
So it's been a bit of a show really today, as you're hearing the podcast, but it's been quite sporty. It's been quite musical.
It has.
We found out more about Hayley and her ways with just basically conning people into giving her free stuff, whether that be...
I think it's called vlogging or blogging.
I think it's called blagging.
Oh, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the vouchers.
The vouchers.
So many different ways that you actually do this. You have to listen to the whole podcast if you missed the show today to find out how. And also, how did Ashley get on? He played today's Need for Speed with White Fibre. Take a listen. The podcast is coming up next and have yourself a wonderful day. Remember to subscribe as well so you never miss out on the fun, action and excitement that this podcast brings. Hey.
Enjoy.
Sold it well.
Thanks. Over 70,000 tune in regularly. It's Isle of Wight Radio. Hello, good morning. This is Topping in the Morning. 8 minutes past seven. It is Wednesday today, isn't it?
It is Wednesday, yes.
Just had to check. So yesterday, what we thought was a cry for help went up. Jamie and I were discussing this.
We did.
We're like, oh, I wonder what's the matter with Hayley, because there's been lots of mucking about with mobile phone networks recently.
Yep.
If you're on O2 and Vodafone, you'll know about this, especially in this area in Newport, because they've been upgrading masts and stuff, so people have been without connection for quite long periods of time. I think it's all sorted now.
It's getting there, I think, yeah.
Okay, so we were concerned of our colleague, Hayley, who put up on social media, anyone else on O2?
Yeah.
I don't think it was anyone else. Is anyone on O2?
Is anyone on O2?
We thought, she's got no signal. Is she in trouble? Your first thought.
This is exactly it. I was thinking, should I pick up the phone and call the emergency services?
Yep.
You know, should we ping her phone and find out her location?
Yeah, like on Hunted or something
exactly,
like that. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, our blood pressure rose a little bit. Our heart rates increased a little bit. There was a little bit of a worrying
time. There was
a
worry, definitely.
There was definitely a worry in the office because Hayley had left early in the day, as she always does. Hayley, would you like to explain exactly why you put that message up on social media?
Yes, I will. So what actually, the reason I wanted someone that was on O2
yes.
is because O2 do a good Pizza Express deal for a £5 pizza. Now, my other half's got O2, so he's on the priority, so he gets the deal. I don't. I'm with 3 Mobile. They don't do the deal. So if someone would kindly send me their voucher code for me to get a £5 pizza in Pizza Express... Thank you very much.
No, this wasn't a little bit for you to actually ask the island to get your voucher code.
I go once a week.
The point is about 10, 15 minutes after you posted that, and Jamie and I had a conversation going, I hope she's all right. I mean, we didn't bother calling you. But,
yeah, I was going to say, I didn't receive a phone call.
I hope she's okay and all this kind of stuff. And then Jamie turns around and goes, Paul, you're not going to believe this. Seriously, you're not going to believe this. In between watching videos of you sweating on a treadmill, it's basically you asking for a pizza deal.
I love Pizza Express.
It's unbelievable.
Jamie put, yeah, that's what he wrote. He wrote, unbelievable. Well, you know what my response was? No one asked you.
The first comment,
I didn't ask you, Jamie, did I?
To be fair, you kind of did.
Well,
you asked him if he was on O2.
Well, the first comment was, oh no, Hayley, are you having signal problems? I'm on O2 as well. No, I just want a £5 meal deal. Anyone got a voucher? Oh,
I got inundated then. I got the ill cut coming through my inbox. It's like, brilliant, I can save these up. But unlucky for me, they only last 3 hours from when they're activated.
Oh, really?
So I can't even keep them.
God, so how many did you eat yesterday?
She went in there 4 times.
Went in there with 25 quid. I got these vouchers and 25 quid. Hit me up with 5 pizzas right now.
Took half of them home.
Yeah, you are so cheap. 12 minutes past seven, it's Isle of Wight Radio. This is Topping in the Morning, the radio station that wants to take you, get you fit for 2019. We've teamed up with One Leisure. We'll tell you all the details next.
Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
Girls allowed, call the shots. Isle of Wight Radio. So I brought my PE kit in today.
Yeah.
All ready to go to One Leisure for the gym, and said, come on then, guys, let's go. And Jamie goes, oh, no, no, I can't go today. Hayley's like, ah. Oh,
no, no, I didn't say ah. You said, oh, you're in your athletic wear now. And I said, yes, because I'm going to go straight from
work.
Yeah,
you're going straight from work.
And I'm coming back at 2 o'clock to go with you.
Look at you trying to get out of it already.
Yeah, he is. But because I said, because I'm doing my running.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing my running.
Yeah.
That you won't be able to keep up with me with my running.
Right, okay.
So I thought, right, I'd get my running done this morning and then I'd go back to the gym and start again with you.
I want to do running. I want to do running. So this is what Hayley put up on her Facebook, right?
Oh, you're so mean.
This happened yesterday. So proud of myself. It doesn't get easier, but with the help and support from the guys at One Leisure, I'm achieving my goal. Give them a follow. That's lovely.
It is nice.
Do you know what? I mock slightly just by the way it's written, but...
Because it's sincere.
But...
It is sincere.
No, you said to me, I'm putting this up so I get another 3 months free
You're
membership.
You're such a fibber. You're such a fibber.
That's what you said to me.
A fibber. Do you know what, actually,
just
I will say...
Just doing it for a free membership.
I train
at the Heights. It's outrageous.
I train at the Heights and everyone there is so friendly because I do. If I don't understand how to do something on a machine, I'm like, ooh, you know, like, yeah, can you come and give us a hand? Yeah. Like that.
So you want the Snickers? A1.
Does this take notes?
But you've done incredibly well because I'm getting slightly worried because if we do any runs as a team, I used to be okay at running and I haven't done it in a little
so
while.
Good. Yeah.
And now... Hayley is the, you know, she is the guru.
Who would have thought after me doing that New Church 9 2 years ago and I was last?
You mean when you wanted the person at the back?
The back marker
actually overtake you.
Yeah, I asked him politely. I was like, oh, sorry, am I in your way? Oh, no, I'm the back person marker. Brilliant.
You have done amazing. And
I was third from last in the Osborne run. So I don't think I'm going to... Not last year with you, when we did it, the first year year was the second year.
Yeah, that's when we had to drag you across the
literally, and I nearly cried.
Right.
Which does go to show that you can make a big difference. Your chance to win yourself gold cards for a full year, courtesy of One Leisure, coming up next week. We're going to get some motivational songs on, and when you hear those motivational songs, that will be your chance to get motivated and to take part by texting us. It'll be very easy to do. You'll just need to text when you hear it. Simple
easy.
As that. And it includes everything because you do classes and all sorts of stuff, don't you?
Yeah, I just like to mix it up a little bit. It's just quite social, actually.
It just shows when you put your mind to it and you keep doing something that you can achieve it. Because you admit yourself, you couldn't run kind of a kilometre or anything,
no
did you? And now
way.
You're almost
to be fair,
at 5K.
She had trouble running a tap at one point. Starts on Monday.
So mean to me.
At least you're in the gym, H.
Yeah.
At least we're in the gym.
Do you know what? I know that you're going to smash it. We're going to go to the gym and I'm going to be, you
is
know.
Is that why you're a bit intimidated?
Jamie, let's just tell you
now.
About Jamie. So the other week he said, come training with you, H. I was like, yeah, okay. I said, what are you going to do? He said, no, I'll just follow you and do exactly the same as you. I thought, brilliant. We got to 2K in. Oh, my shin. I'm going to have to...
Calf,
same thing. And he had to come off the treadmill. We couldn't keep up.
Gutted.
He's like,
sports injury.
I've got a sports injury. Yeah.
You had a sports injury when we went
yes.
to the gym as well.
No, did I?
Yes, you did.
I can't remember. It's a long time ago that was. Listen up. In the morning, when
the sun comes rising up, let's go. Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
DJ Sammy in Heaven, it's Isle of Wight Radio. I've got to say thank you to the people that took the time to actually write to us, which is something that, you know, whether it be email or a letter, congratulating us on our figures going up. We were celebrating this a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, people just dropping us a line saying, well done. And we did read them all. Thank you so much to everybody who sent us messages. A lot of people saying, you know, it's nice to see local media, you know, pulling through with everything that's going on with media at the moment, but radio still, you know, still being
up
there.
It's nice, isn't it?
Still being on the climb. So thank you very much. We do appreciate it. Talking of written things and the gym, which we were talking about a little bit earlier on, Hayley is very much into this now, very much into her physical fitness, to the point that I think she's going to be personal trainer, because today, even though we're not going to the gym today, which I was all ready to go.
Hang on.
We can.
What?
Do you not want to go?
Don't pick me up and drop me down. We're either going or we're not.
Do you want to go to the gym today?
I will go to the gym today.
I'm going anyway, so I'm quite happy to go twice. I'm going to go this morning and I'm going to go this afternoon with
you. Weight session this morning, cardio this afternoon.
Okay, all right. Okay, so Hayley, genuinely, this happened this morning. Genuinely. Delves into her bag and goes, I'm going to do one of these for you. Would you like to say what it was, what you've actually created?
Yes, I've created a measurement chart, because it's not just about the number.
I thought this was something that One Leisure had given her. No.
So, I did. What, you made this?
Yeah, I made it myself.
Oh, I didn't realise that.
She made it on her own computer at home.
Yeah, I did. So it's a measurement chart. It's not just about the weight on the scales that people worry about. So it's just about, obviously, you know, your body changing. So you're losing, you know, you're losing. Your body's changing, isn't it?
So what measurements are we doing?
So we've got hip, bust, waist. Okay. Right.
Okay, yeah.
Right thigh, right calf, yeah. Right arm, left thigh, left calf, left. There's nine measurements there. And I've brought a tape measure as well.
You see, I think
you've brought a tape. So what, you're going to measure Paul?
See, if you're a chap, you need to add some extra ones and take some away.
Okay.
You know.
Well, yeah, okay.
Neck would be good.
Yeah. Oh, neck, yes.
Neck would be good.
I could do chins.
I mean, in my case, bust is possibly... possibly a thing, but for Jamie...
Yeah, don't forget your sports bra this afternoon.
Oh.
Well, you said it, not me.
Wow. Well, that's how you knock,
kill the mood a
bit,
not
the confidence out of a chap, isn't it?
I'm sure. You're the one mocking me for making my own measurement chart. I just think it helps. It's a good measure point.
Don't try and change the subject.
It's a good measure point.
Have you done your first measurements?
No, yeah. I haven't. This is the problem that I've done, and that's why I thought.
So Jamie going to measure you while after the news?
Yeah, can do.
Okay, do you need to call Hannah first? 7:30 now. Wake up.
Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
Good morning. Top temperature today around about 10 degrees. Lows tonight down to 4 or 5 degrees. Hopefully, we might see a little bit of sunshine, but mainly an overcast day, I think. Right, let's get the latest news and sports headlines. Here's Jamie.
Thanks.
Topping in the morning,
leader.
6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
At the Brits this year.
He's not nominated for anything, is he?
But he might just turn up.
Yeah, looking quite cool and cash.
Did I mention when I went to the Brits,
When did you go?
What?
When did you go to the Brits?
I like to keep it on the down. Let's not talk about
Sam Smith as well, I mean.
Anyway. Ed Sheeran. He's a Brits winner if ever I saw one. A Brits tonight on the TV. Well done to our winners who are heading off to London with spring in their step.
Can you imagine waking up today thinking, I'm off to London?
I'm going to hear some of the biggest artists on planet Earth perform live.
Amazing.
Including Wolverine. Wolverine singing.
Oh, yeah.
Hugh Jackman.
Anyway, welcome to all those people who are watching on Facebook right now. Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. You can play along. It's interactive, headline or hearsay. facebook.com/Isle of Wight Radio. Let's do it.
First one, plans have been announced to build Europe's biggest observation wheel in Newcastle. It's been dubbed the YI. Standing nearly 460 foot high on the banks of the River Tyne, developers say it'll be 16 foot taller than the London Eye. It'll include an LED digital screen, which will be used to communicate information about local culture and events, as well as adverts. Is that headline or is it hearsay?
Love that.
The YI.
YI.
Have you ever been on the London Eye?
No.
No, I haven't either.
I have.
Have you? Yeah. I've heard it's really good when you go up one side and then coming down the other. It just takes a little bit of time. It gets a bit boring.
I think you'll find they go at the same speed.
Yeah, I know that. But when you go up one side,
yeah,
like it's all quite interesting. And then by the time you're coming back down,
no, I wouldn't say that.
Everything. No. Well, like I said, I'm only going from what I've been told. I've not done it myself.
Yeah, I think it's good. I enjoyed it.
I would like to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I would like to do it. But the why I?
I hope this is true. Because this will be great. I'm not sure they'd run advertising on it, though, would they? I wouldn't have thought. Mm. Very distracting.
That would be where Jamie's manipulated the story.
Mm.
So parts of it are going to be true.
So what do we think? On Facebook this morning... Corin thinks it's headline this morning. Karen Eels says, stupid name, headline. Amelia says headline. Bryn says hearsay. Back to the T-shirt today, Paul. Yes, I am back to the T-shirt. Because I don't know whether you know this, but I'm off to the gym with my colleague a little bit later on. Going training, which I believe is the cool thing to say these days for going to...
the gym.
To the gym. Taz says hearsay. Susie says headline this morning. Jackie says something or other.
Oops, sorry. Yes.
Carly says headline. Sue says headline. What are we going with?
I think it's going to be a headline, don't you?
I hope it's a headline. We're going headline, Jamie.
The YA. Yeah, it is a headline.
Is it? What a great idea.
Yep.
See, you say it's in Newcastle?
Yes.
Yeah, hence the reason why it's called the YI.
Got it.
That would be ridiculous.
I'd love to see that Angel of the North.
I've seen that as
have
well.
You?
Yeah, it's a lot smaller than you think.
Really?
I thought it was going to be like the Christ of the Redeemer or whatever. Is that right?
What, in Brazil?
In Brazil.
On the top of the cliff?
Yes.
Yeah, I imagine it's not like that. Isn't it on the other side of the motorway?
Yes, it is. On the way to the airport. Taking your shoes off when you come home could help you lose weight. Environmental chemicals carried into the house on your footwear make you fatter by interfering with your hormones. Researchers said removing shoes and using wooden floors rather than carpet can help prevent the chemicals accumulating. The biggest source of contaminants were dust, diet, and everyday products such as kitchenware, cosmetics, or cleaning chemicals. Is that a headline or is it hearsay?
It's a load of tosh.
Well, you say that. Have you seen these, you know, like when the celebrities do all these like things with the, you know, like the black stuff that goes on their face, like a face peel.
Oh, charcoal the charcoal peels.
Yeah, the charcoal peels and things.
My daughters love those. Whenever they put them on, I go, you've just got a little bit of something on your face. Oh, they find me hilarious.
That's so
hilarious.
Well, no, there's a new one out for your feet. Like, it removes all the toxins of your feet overnight. And to be fair, it doesn't look the nicest. So I wouldn't be surprised, actually, if that's a true story. Because there's quite a lot of toxins that come out of your feet and things. So taking your shoes off
to
air them...
The stuff that you know is just so random.
This is where Jamie gets you on, because he knows now it's a headline and you thought it was a hearsay.
I did think it was a hearsay.
Yeah.
Facebook that says, I've not worn shoes for 50 years and still fat, says... says Karen. Jackie says hearsay. Louise says if it's a headline, I'm taking my shoes off more. Aren't we all? Bryn Jones says headline. Hazel Cottrell says hearsay. Susie Kendall says, oh, come off it. It's got to be a hearsay. Corin Woodward says headline. Laura Skinner says hearsay. Sue Pragnell says hearsay. Gussie Catling says headline. And Carly Morris says headline as well. Mandy Parent says what about them fishy pedicures? They've stopped those all of a sudden.
They did, yeah.
They're not...
I had one abroad. And then
never
came back
did
and
it.
Stopped them.
Yes. Like, there was that shop, wasn't there, in Newport that used to
do. Yeah, there's one in Cowes as well, actually, just by the Red Jet that did them as well.
Really?
But I never did it. Just didn't like the thought of my feet going in where other people's feet have been as well.
You used to just take the kids in there, like an aquarium. really cheap day
Count
out.
How many there
do you,
are.
Do you mind if my children stand there? be fine. There
just
was there
dunk them in there.
Like the Sea Life Centre.
What are we going with then?
Yeah, up to you. Headline.
It is actually a headline.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well done, Hayley.
Thank you.
Right, next one.
Dry Drivers in Australia are soon going to be able to add emojis to their car number plates. They'll be available in Queensland, but will come at a price of around £260. You'll only be able to get the happier faces, though, such as smiling, winking, and having love hearts for eyes. Is that headline, or is it hearsay?
What would your emoji be if you thought of it now?
I like the one with the steam coming out.
I do.
Yeah. That's the one
that you like.
Yeah.
Jamie?
I've started using the face palm one quite a few times.
Oh, that's what mine would be. Yeah. This one.
It used to be the monkey with his hands over his eyes, but now it's the face palm.
Yeah, that's exactly what mine would be.
Or that one as well, with his arms out, like shrugging your shoulders.
I don't know.
I know nothing.
So, what do we think then? The Australians, would they do this?
I think that's hearsay. The Australians are quite like, they're serious. They're very straight. They're very good, aren't they? They don't mess around, the Australians.
Where you go. Yeah.
I know there's that fun element, but really, like, when it all comes down to it, they're quite...
Have you ever seen that customs program?
Yes, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
They literally, like, go through everything. They're brilliant.
Strathcobber, is that a little bit of sand on your sandals there? You can't...
Did you read the immigration card? This is a prohibited item. It is not allowed in Australia.
To be fair, sometimes they do that. They go... I didn't know that I couldn't bring live sheep in.
Yeah, I didn't know I wasn't allowed to bring fish in.
What have you got in your suitcase? Nothing.
I love that programme.
Bryn says headline, Sue headline, Susie headline, Mandy headline. Peter Smith says hearsay. Taz says hearsay, and Mandy, I don't know. James just moved it too quickly. So what do we think? Headline or hearsay? Nice
hearsay.
And quick. We're going hearsay.
I think people should leave their favourite emoji as well on Facebook. It's actually a headline.
Oh,
is
wow.
It is, yeah.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So
we still won.
Yeah, because you two have both got private number plates, haven't you?
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
Emojis on there, though.
I was going to say, you can see Hayley's quite regularly on that parking Facebook.
Oh, that was a low blow.
Abandoned.
Abandoned cars, Isle of Wight. That's it for our headline or hearsay for today. We'll do it again, same time, same place tomorrow. Let's get this on. This is a tune and a half, isn't it? 1996. Remember Mark Morrison. This is Return of the Mac at Isle of Wight Radio.
Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
Party in the city where the heat is on.
You know, sometimes you think to yourself, why was I never quite as cool as Will Smith?
He's such a cool guy.
He is a legend.
You know, there are certain people that just ooze coolness.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does. Guy who's, what's his name? Who's going to be on the Brits tonight.
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
He's another one who just oozes coolness.
Yeah.
And then there's us.
Excuse me, speak for yourself.
Beckham, do you think? I think he. Well, maybe.
I think he's pretty.
No,
cool.
He's pretty suave.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think I'd do bad.
Bless you. So Brits tonight. If you're watching, who do we think's going to win?
It's live, isn't it? As well,
it is live. It is live tonight. There are people from the Isle of Wight. Our award winners will be there. I expect them to be cheering so loud we can hear them.
Yeah.
Can you take banners tonight, like you used to be able to at concerts and things?
No. Don't encourage them to take banners.
No, I didn't. I just said, can you?
But you can take photos. So take lots of photographs. So who do we think's going to get the best British male solo artist tonight?
And the nominees are?
Well, I think I think it's probably going to be George Ezra, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got to be up there.
We're lucky enough to have him at the Isle of Wight Festival this year, which is,
and he's going to be on stage there tonight. British female artist?
Anne-Marie.
Yeah, it's got to be Anne-Marie,
cool.
Isn't it?
She's a cool girl.
Is Dua Lipa British? I think she is, isn't she?
Is it British or just best female artist?
No, British.
I think
British.
She might be up there.
Okay.
Best single of the year? No idea. Well,
yeah, I always wondered this. Do they go from January to now, or do they do it from this time last year round?
That's a very good point.
It's a very good point. We'll Google that. Jamie's got other good points coming up in the news, which is on the way for 8 o'clock next on Isle of Wight Radio.
Come on! Yeah. Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
It is Wednesday morning, and I don't know whether there's a lack of oxygen in here, but I feel a bit funny today.
Yeah, so do I.
Anyway, let's battle on, shall we? It's time for us to play today's test of time. Jamie's on the dinger, as always. Hayley is asking the questions. I am hopefully answering those questions this morning. Over to you, Hayley.
Okay, in 1944, what famous comic strip premiered in US newspapers this year?
In which year?
1944.
Oh.
Can't think of any comics.
Say when you're ready.
Yeah. My immediate thought was, well, it's...
What you think. Let's not overthink it.
Okay, let's go with Mickey Mouse.
No.
Okay, Garfield.
No.
Snoopy.
It's a duo.
Snoopy and Peanuts. Mickey and Minnie.
No, it's in America.
Garfield and the owner.
They're superheroes.
Superheroes? Yeah. Superman. And Superwoman.
Also known as Lois Lane.
No, they're Batman and Robin.
There we go, finally.
I can't dig that.
Yeah, he's not having a point for that.
No.
Next one, 1966. John Cleese from Monty Python married Connie Booth. They went on to write what before they divorced?
Fawlty Towers.
Yes, indeed, they did.
I was poised. I thought you'd get that one.
Yeah, I knew you'd get that one. It's an easy one for you. I know you hate it when I say that.
You'll get this one.
You'll get this one.
Oh, this one's easy.
Well, I'm not saying anything about this one. 2014, a study revealed that half the couples move in together because of what other than their feelings?
Finances.
Indeed, exactly the right word. Which is quite sad, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Jamie's moving in soon.
Yeah.
Next question.
I was going to say, we're in February now.
Yeah.
We're looking for a housewarming party.
It's a long process.
No, you've been saying... how much longer can you drag this out for?
As long as I can. Joking. It's renovation.
To be fair, the fourth bridge gets painted quicker than you're doing this renovation.
Has your carpet gone down yet?
No.
Oh, good. Because that's when we have a party before the carpet goes down. It's that in-between bit.
Yeah, I'm waiting for people to kind of finish the work at the moment.
Okay.
One of them situations.
They're dragging the heels, which means you're dragging your heels.
Mm.
Fair enough. 1995. Who went missing from the cast of a West End play after the poor reviews? He turned up in...
Stephen Fry.
I hadn't finished the question, but that is the right answer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Where did he end? Okay, bonus question. Where did he end up?
In France, I think.
No.
Was it Paris?
No.
No, Italy.
Belgium.
Wow, that's close.
Close enough, but well done. You got 3 out of 4 today, so that's 75%.
Thank you very much. Wonderful.
I'm getting better at this, aren't I?
You are. 8:38 right now. It's Isle of Wight Radio. It's Wednesday morning. This is Coldplay, Paradise.
Here comes. Topping in the morning at 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
Here comes the sun. Here comes
the legendary Isle of Wight Radio.